This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Jack from Bombay Bicycle Club, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
You are indeed on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 2 minutes past the hour of nine on your lovely Monday evening. Thanks again to Worldwide Wave for another fantastic show. Tonight on Kiss My Arts, we have a very, very special show planned for you all. Hailing from the Comoros Islands and Eritrea in Africa, the story behind tonight's band is unlike most we've heard. Both of the lovely gentlemen from hip-hop outfit Diafrix were African refugees. Momo arrived in Australia at the age of three, while Asmarino arrived in Australia after a life in search for a home around the world, including Jordan, Italy and Switzerland. Now based in Footscray, the duo's hip-hop music aims to show an inspiring example of two dreamers overcoming hardship and obscurity. Diafrix have built up a solid reputation for high-energy performances and have supported the likes of Bruno Mars, Tiny Temper, B.O.B. and Lupe Fiasco. They recently collaborated with 360, Dwele and ARIA Award winner Daniel Merriweather on their latest and, can I say, incredibly amazing album, which we'll hear more about and check out some of the tracks from during the show tonight. Before we launch into hearing about their fascinating life and music, let's check out one of the tracks from their latest album. This one is called I'm a Dreamer, and it features 360, and it is from their lovely latest album called Pocket Full of Dreams. Check it out. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 7 minutes past nine on Monday, your lovely Monday evening. Hope you're having a fantastic night. We certainly are, because tonight in the studio we are joined by hip-hop duo Diafrix, who released a mammoth album last September that can only be described as a sublime array of slick current hip-hop that takes in influences ranging from vintage reggae to deep house, dance hall to 90s New York City rap, and indie rock to neon soul. So basically it's pretty much got everything, and we'll be listening to quite a number of the tracks from that album tonight during the show. In the house with us in person, though, we actually have the gorgeous boys from Diafrix, who I now welcome officially to the show.
Yo, thank you. Yes, for having us.
So lovely to have you here. But we only have Asmarino for 20 minutes because he's got to duck out and top up the old car meter thing. So yes,
Melbourne City parking offices
taking out money.
You guys do, you're like ghosts, you just come out of nowhere
and bam, they get you.
Yes.
So yeah, we might take it in shifts. We just checked out one of your tracks, I'm a Dreamer, featuring 360, which is from your latest album. Can you tell us a little bit about that track and how that one all came to be?
Yeah, well, we got that beat while we were on tour in France, and we brought it back to Melbourne, and we just started brainstorming some ideas, and Asmarino came up with the hook, and so from there it set the premise. So we started writing our verses, but we got to a point where it was like, you know, we want to rework this a bit and make it a bit more fatter. So when we got back in the studio with Styles Fuego, we just reworked a lot of the music and got it to where we wanted it. True?
Yeah, true.
So obviously it features 360, who's a pretty big name at the moment. Yeah. Did you guys know him already, or how did that collaboration come about?
No, we've known Six for a while now. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about living in Melbourne and being part of the Melbourne hip-hop scene, is that we all know each other for a while now, and we all watch each other grow and come to the success that we actually are now. And yeah, it's beautiful that we record with the same producer, Stas Fuego, and he heard the track and said that he actually wanted to jump on it.
So he sort of just invited himself along.
Invited himself.
And you're like, hey, why not?
Why not? Like, no, it's not going to hurt.
Nah.
So you've actually collaborated with a number of other artists on the album. Again, did you know everybody, or how did all of those separate collaborations come to be?
Well, they all definitely all came about like organically. Like, for example, the track called Africa with Infa Jones. Like, Infa collaborated with us on our last album. You know, and he's like a pioneer in this industry. So we've got a relationship that's, you know, spanned over years. And, you know, that was great doing that track. And the track with Dwale just came about, like, you know, it was a bit of a surprise to us as well. It was, you know, our A&R sent it to his manager and, you know, we didn't think too much of it, you know. And came back and he sent through the chorus and a verse and we were like, wow. You know, like, this is someone that we listened to growing up, you know.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So you guys obviously have a rather fascinating story leading up to how you came to be here in Melbourne, which we'll talk about in a minute. But first of all, how did you guys actually meet and start making music together?
Well, it's beautiful. It was through the arts. And basically, Momo, we were back in high school. We used to go to two different high schools in the western suburbs. Excuse me. He used to go to Footscray City. I used to go to Maribyrnong. And we basically met a hip-hop workshop that used to be run by the Footscray Arts Centre. And then, yeah, we just went there and then we just met there and basically started friendship and just started writing together and just grew from, you know, people like, you guys should become a band and actually make something of it. And then, yeah, and it just step by step became this, yeah, Diafrix.
Where does the name Diafrix come from? What's the story behind that?
There's a lot of stories behind a lot of things.
You could make up anything and believe it. Yeah. Go for it.
No, but if you go to Footscray, there's actually a cafeteria called Dafrik, which I think they're trying to speak French with it a little bit. And we used to sit and kick back there a lot, and we just played around with that word and came up with Diafrix, basically.
Mm. And it stuck?
And it just stuck,
yeah. So getting back to the previous question, obviously your bio starts out with this fascinating story about your backgrounds and where you came from. Esmerino, do you want to start with how you came to be here in Melbourne?
Here in Melbourne, well, for me it was a long journey, actually. It started with my parents, you know, since I was young. I've travelled like Switzerland, Middle East, I've been nearly all around the world. And yeah, when I was turned 18, I basically decided to come here by myself. And it worked out, and yeah, just got here. And then, yeah, but it's just the life, you know, we always like to represent it because we feel like there's a big community in Melbourne that lives in the shadow and it's not represented much, you know, and that's why we'd like to put in the front of our bio to make sure that people, when they see it, they just know our background or actually where we come from as well and why we're representing this beautiful city as well. So it's very important to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And what about you, Momo? What's your story?
I migrated when I was 3. Moved to Melbourne, so I've grown up in Melbourne my whole life, and based in the western suburbs of Melbourne. Went to school out there and everything, and I originally come from the Comoros Islands, Southeast Africa, tiny island, and yeah, so came here with my younger siblings, and then the rest of the family travelled over years later.
There you go. Thank you. We'll take a quick break and then we're going to check out your track Radio, which we'll hear you talk more about after the break. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is JD Sampson and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
You are indeed on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is nearly 20 past the hour of 9 on your lovely Monday evening. Tonight we have two incredible young gentlemen from Diafrix joining us on the show. If you want to show them some love, you can text in on 0427 Joy 949. Send them a kiss, a hug, a peck, or whatever it is that you can do these days with emoticons. Send them through. You can also email us if you run out of credit at onair@joy.org.au. We'd love to have some love from you. That last one we had listened to was Radio, and that was from your latest album featuring Stan Walker.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us a bit about that one.
Well, you know, we figured that, you know, most of the times that that you actually listen to the radio, you're in the car, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you know, so we came up with the whole concept of like, you know, like, that, you know, you heard a song on the radio and it kind of reminded you of like your relationship or a past relationship kind of thing. And, you know, and it's never always but in reality, nothing's ever that sweet, you know, because a lot of songs that you hear on the radio about are really lovey-dovey and, you know, about like, oh yeah, everything's perfect and all this, but like it comes from a bit of a, you know, oh damn, you know, like I kind of miss that kind of perspective. But yeah,
it's a great song. I mean, cheers. what a better way to get a song on the radio than to put the word radio in it. Yeah. Too, it's so great, so catchy. So what kind of music were you listening to when you were growing up? How did you get into hip-hop and rap?
Yeah, well, growing up I listened to a lot of traditional music, but then, like, you know, the one thing that I connected to was hip-hop, you know, like because of their stories, not necessarily all the gangster stuff, but like, you know, like just like the stories where they paint a picture of like their community and their culture and all that. Like, I really connected to that because, you know, like growing up there wasn't many Africans in Melbourne back when I was growing up, and so that was the one thing that made me feel like, you know, I've got something to connect with.
Because hip hop is very much about like storytelling,
definitely.
You know, it's like poetry in song form, essentially.
Yeah, it's poetry in song form, but it's also like, because of its origins, like it's starting off as like, you know, like it was more or less like the voice of like, you know, of like I like to say the voice of the voiceless kind of a thing.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I really connected with a lot of the hip hop that was coming out, you know. Yeah.
What about you, Asmarino? He's the mystery man. He's in that time has gone out to the car, topped up the meter, and come back. What a great citizen!
Yes.
but again, may need to leave early. But anyway, where did your experience of hip hop first come from? Were you listening to it as a kid, or do you have a moment where you remember listening to it for the first time?
Well, yeah, I actually do. And there was a movie as well called Menace to Society. And for me, as in being like an African kid, I was in Switzerland at that time, which would be like late 90s or mid 90s, actually. And the first time I've listened to hip hop and actually connected with it. And I was like, because when I was watching MTV or whatever, I was watching, you know, saying, this is how a black man's got to act type thing. You know, this is me, you know. And that's basically how I connected with it in that form, and then started exploring the lyrical word to it and started realizing there was a bit more to it than just, you know, jumping around and, you know, having your pants halfway down and, you know, your baseball hat.
I mean, that's all part of it, isn't
that's
it?
That's all part of it. It's the more I was growing up and the more I was actually searching for deeper stuff in myself, like as an African man growing up in a Western society and trying to connect with my culture and trying to understand how did I come here and what was the reason of, you know, of refugees in Africa and slavery, and it was an education that got me to understand all that stuff was hip-hop. Yeah.
Would you say that there was a single most defining moment that made you want to become a musician, or led you to pursue music as a career?
I think, like, for me as a kid, like, I was a very... I've always been into music, do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I remember actually I caught up with someone the other day, like a childhood friend, and they're like, man, do you remember when you were young and we came to your place and you had like a computer and you had like, you found some music software and you're like, man, I make beats and stuff.
Wow, you had a computer?
Yeah, yeah. And my dad worked in IT, so, you know, it made it possible. But yeah, like, so I've always had music around me, and then when mm-hmm. I traveled back home at a young age, you know, like, not much to do, so, you know, kick back under a tree and play guitar, you know, so it's always been a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think you might be doing if you weren't a musician?
Making music.
Still making music?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in your blood, in your bones. What about you, Asmarino? Did you have a moment when you discovered or realized you had to do music?
Yeah, no, but I'm not quite as gifted as Momo at playing instruments and stuff.
Thanks,
I had never had the patience to learn any instruments, but I was always an entertainer since a young age, and I was always connected to music through my family. And then, yeah, it started through the rapping, basically. It started through the workshop, and I just connected with it and started. But it wasn't anything to a moment where I actually picked up a keyboard or mm-hmm. still don't know how to play the keyboard.
But also, like, in our cultures, like, you know, music plays a big part, you know. Like, mm-hmm. we have song for everything, pretty much, you know. So
yeah.
Surrounded by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's amazing. And what do you think you might be doing if you weren't a musician?
I don't know, I'm not sure, but luckily through music, me and Momo would do a lot of hip-hop workshop and things like that, and that's how we realized. So I've connected with the youth a lot, and I got my degree in community cultural development, so I did a lot of youth work and things, so I think that's what
I'm doing. Is that at schools or...?
Yeah, schools, we develop programs.
Oh, wow.
You know, do workshops with, like, kids with disadvantage, that, you know...
Disadvantaged backgrounds and...
Yeah. Oh, wow, what kind of things go on in the workshops? What do you teach them?
It's a bit of everything. Like, some kids come in and, you know, like, they're a bit more, like, more experienced in hip-hop and music and all that. So some of them are, like, you know, like, they already know how to rap, already know how to write songs. So, like, we'll sit down with them and just help them, like, polish things off a bit more. Like, you know, show them how, like, you know, you can word things in a different kind of way mm-hmm. and how to structure the songs. But also, like, I think a big part of it is just kind of, like, showing the kids that, hey, this is a way to express yourself, because some kids go out and they, you know, they do it, you know, express themselves in sometimes non mm-hmm. Positive kind of ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a, and you know, for myself personally, like, it was a great escape, you know, just writing, you know, and so, you know, that's one of the ups from it.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. How often do you do that? Is that like a regular thing or once every whenever?
Well, I've been doing it for the last, we've been doing it for like 5-6 years so,
yeah.
and
yeah,
continuing,
wow.
you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah.
That's
yeah,
incredible.
Developed many programs.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And sometimes you can even go to high schools, because hip hop can be so negative, you know, when you're in on the mainstream world and basically young people can actually follow that. So we just go there and actually introduce him to positive hip hop and actually take him back and introduce him to that 90s hip hop. Yeah, so we do it in many levels, and we actually love that, because that inspires us to write and to...
Wow, I can't wait to hear more. We'll take a quick break and we'll listen to Simple Man, which features Daniel Merriweather, after we take a break, and we'll check out more from you guys in just a sec. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Black Chords. You can kiss my arts. Joy 94.9 FM.
You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is just after 9:30 on your Monday evening. Hope you are having a lovely one, filling that glass up, kicking back, relaxing and enjoying the sublime sounds of Diafrix, who we have live in the studio. And we just checked out their track, Simple Man, featuring Daniel Merriweather. Are you guys actually simple men?
Definitely, that's what I'm representing.
Definitely
at the
simple. Actually, I didn't make the connection. Momo has a t-shirt on which has a hashtag and then Simple Man written next to it. There you go. So tell us a bit about that one, how it all came together.
That one was actually a first song with Stas Fuego, which actually he was the producer of the whole Pocket Full of Dreams album. And then he helped us write the hook, but I think that was his vision of us.
Yeah. I think it's how he viewed us. That whole Simple Man premise is, yeah.
It's a great song. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It is a fantastic song, and you know,
so
it's
you guys,
our most famous song.
So no dental plans, no health care,
nothing.
No, but you care enough to put money in the parking meter.
I've learned.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
learned the hard way, unfortunately. You know, you only can be simple for so long.
Yeah, because those inspectors, jeez.
Yes.
So your second album, Pocket Full of Dreams, released last September-ish?
Yeah, yes.
Fantastic, by the way. I've been listening to it like all day. It's so cool and such a diverse mix of styles and bits and pieces. It's fantastic. It's really, really funky and really catchy. Tell us a little bit about how that one came to be, because this is your second full-length studio album. What was the inspiration behind this?
Well, you know, it was the inspiration, I think, was just like, you know, turning a new leaf, you know, a new chapter. And so, like, you know, we started working on the album and wrote a bunch of tracks, and we were kind of like, yeah, this sounds cool, but it isn't where we want it to be just yet. And so we kind of scrapped everything and said, look, let's start again, new page, and got in the studio of Stas Fuego, and we just started, like, it was kind of like, we'll go in the studio and, like, you know, like, make some music right there and you know, write our lyrics. So everything was all organic, and it just naturally just morphed into what it is now, you know, like nothing was forced, which was great, you know. It was a very relaxed atmosphere creating the music.
And we traveled around the world and seen so much. After releasing Corcoran Jungle, we were so lucky and we actually done plenty of festivals and traveled to places like Glastonbury Festival, Vanuatu. We went to South Africa and went to Cape Town and saw the prison of Nelson Mandela, you know, and just did all these things between the Concrete Jungle to Pockets Full of Dreams. And living in a beautiful city like Melbourne, we've been so lucky in the last 2 years with so many international acts from different, you know, genre of music coming through and actually going to different live and, you know, actually seeing. So basically the album, that's what we just, I think we just, you know, vibed the vibe of the city, basically the vibe of Melbourne, you know. And we, I don't know if you meet any Melbournean, they're not into one thing, they're into plenty of things.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what we become to be as well. And I think that's what Pocket Full of Dreams is. Mm-hmm. And we are very proud of it. You can get it on iTunes and JB Hi-Fi.
Get this now.
$18.95.
So you guys, you can link to it all through your website as well and check out more about you and this SoundCloud and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just for everyone listening, what's the website address?
If you just go to diafrix.com, all our links are there, our social media, our SoundCloud and all that kind of stuff. Follow us,
tweet, do all tweet. That stuff. Send in your love, 0427 joy 949. We'd love your smiley faces and your kisses coming through in your emails on air at joy.org.au. So speaking before about your tours, you guys have like a string of gigs and festival appearances, like a list a mile long in the last, say, 2 or 3 years. Was there a standout gig that will remain in the memory banks forever?
So many.
Is there any one particular?
There was one a couple of months ago we were saying, wow.
Oh, that was Queenscliff Music Festival.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Queenscliff Music Festival.
It
I had
went
to
off?
Stop. Yeah, I had to stop in my tracks for a minute and just absorb it all.
Well, it was mayhem. Basically, they put us in the most tiniest room. They underestimated the power of the Afrix. They underestimated the power of our fans.
It was.
And then, they had to call all securities for the whole festival to come to this little tiny room.
Nice.
It was good, Now it's Glastonbury, and basically it's just going around and meeting people and just, you know, fortunately now with free downloads and things like that, artists don't make as much money as they used to, you know.
So jump on iTunes, everybody.
You know, but just that, like looking back, you know, looking back at all the beautiful things that we've actually accomplished through our career and all the people that we got to meet and all the idols and things like that, it's amazing. And I don't think you can just look at one and say, this is my moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it can not even be a gig. It's you backstage kicking back with, you know, your favorite rapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Has there been like a worse gig? Have been any mishaps? I was interviewing Hermitude not that long ago, and they said back in the days when they used to use tape, they had a tape player and the battery just ran out, and so the whole thing just stopped.
Many of those ones.
Have you had any mishaps?
We even had one time when they knocked me out off stage. And he was trying to stage dive and he did not make it to the crowd. That was horrible.
You guys are known for your high energy performances, and that's one of them.
Yes. Definitely. So a lot of things can happen. Oh, Chris Cliff actually started throwing water to the crowd. And I was so excited that I messed up my DJ's laptop because I was just checking what it was. Oh, anything can happen in the Afrix show.
Yeah.
But that's part of the fun.
Yeah, you win some,
that's
you lose some.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Public liability.
That's it. So just rewinding a bit to the studio and producing your latest album.
Mm.
Give us a rundown on what a typical day in the Afrix studio life would be. What do you do? Do you go in the morning? Do you have a routine or?
Mohammed, like working with Momo, he's a very type person, so which is good. And
up at 5 a.m. hitting the gym.
Up at 5 a.m.
He's a simple man.
Yes. You know, so we have a very good, you know, working ethic, especially when we go in the studio. We're like, especially when we do collaboration and things like that, and see other artists, we're like, man, you like to waste time. We don't. We just, you know, because basically after doing it for 10 years, it becomes as well of a business, and we're all busy doing different things. So when we have that 3 hours or that 4 hour for the day, we make sure that we make the most of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's switching on the mic, switching on the Pro Tools session.
Yeah.
Put some...
It's always heaps of fun, you know? Like, we get into a studio and it's like, for us, like, you know, the work side of it is a planning of going into the studio and the pre-planning and everything. But once we're in there, we make sure that we enjoy ourselves, because, you know, otherwise you'll be able to hear it in the music that, hey, this sounds a bit, you know, put on kind of thing.
And basically, so if you're working on the song as well, as soon as we hear the beat, we usually make the melody of the hook or something.
I was about to ask, do you do the hooks first, the beats first, the chorus first?
The beat first. Just get the beat and feel it and try to listen to what the beat is trying to tell us and where you... You know, and basically, yes.
Yeah, so you're hungry, eat some chicken.
Yeah, you know, so let's talk about chicken wings. You know, the track will be about chicken wings. Yeah, nah. So it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But then while we've been working together for so long as well, so we just come up with the topic of the song, and then we just go sit in our own corner.
Yeah,
and then just for like 2 hours, not even speak to each other, and just like working on our own verses, and then get together and be like, da, 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 which. You took it that angle. I was thinking of this angle. Okay, who's going to change their lyrics?
And that's when you have the chicken wing and you're just like, whatever.
Let the chicken wing decide.
And we've just had a text message come through from Jeremy in Mount Eliza. He says, Diafrix, love your music and what you bring to the Melbourne community with your distinct music.
Thanking you.
Thanks for the text messages, 0427JOY949 if you've run out of credit. We also have email onair@joy.org.au if you want to send us in some love. We always like to hear what you have to say. Stay tuned. Coming up, we've got more from Diafrix. We're going to listen to some more of their incredible music and check out more about their crazy stories. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Will from British India. You're listening to Kiss My Arts with Amy on Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 9:45 on your Monday evening. We were just listening to a track called Better With You, of course, by our gorgeous gentleman in the studio tonight, Diafrix. Moma, tell us a little bit about the track we just had listened to.
Better With You. It's kind of like we just both, myself and Nazmi Reno, were like, you know, just getting a little something off our chest. You know, two different topics, but yet very similar. Him about like missing his family, you know, migrating here and like them being so far away. And myself about losing, you know, my cousin. And and that was the track that we got Dwelle on as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just gelled really well.
Yeah, such a beautiful track.
Thank you.
Now, listen, you guys have been very busy, obviously, in the studio, touring the globe. Have you got any gigs coming up?
Definitely. We're starting actually this weekend. So this Saturday we're playing Federation Square. Really looking forward to that. We're performing at 4:30. Yeah, if you're around town, come down. It's free. So, you know, gigs at Federation Square, always fun, you know what I mean? And kids can come down as well. And then Sunday we're playing Rainbow Serpent, if you've got your tickets, yeah. And then we're on the 11th of February, we start the Macklemore and Ryan Lewis tour, East Coast tour. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Wow, good times ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So for all of those who are interested, the Fed Square Live, it's kicked off last week, I think, and it's a series of free all-ages concerts presented by The Push. Kicked off last week with Eagle and the Worm and Oscar and Martin, and as we said on Australia Day, we've got our lovely own Diafrix and also Chance Waters will take to the stage between 4:30 and 6:30, I think it is. Yep. So, so check that out. The season then caps off with 1960s style pop rock band Hungry Kids of Hungary.
Nice.
And also Triple J Unearthed 2012 winner Asta on Thursday 31st from 6 p.m. till 7:30. So if you're around on the weekend and in the next few days after that, check out some of the gigs there at Fed Square Live. So you've got some gigs coming up. What else was I going to ask you? We're wrapping it up, aren't we?
Yeah, we are wrapping it up.
I was going to ask you, we're getting into the deep questions now, about your music. We've heard a lot about your collaborations in the studio, your live performances, some mishaps. What do you think would be the most important thing for you to achieve in your music?
Well, for me, it's always the number one thing is just making sure that I'm a very... I'm very big on being clear for myself more than anything, you know, like, because it's therapeutic, you know, like it's a moment for me to reflect on myself as well as an individual. And I think, you know, like, you know, one of the best feelings in the world is like, you know, when you write a song and someone says to you, yo, I really relate to that song and it makes me feel great. That makes me feel even better. You know what I mean? And it's one of the best things. Best feelings ever, you know.
Yeah.
One of the best feelings
yeah,
ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys have collaborated with some pretty big names as well. Obviously, all the guys on your album, Bruno Mars yeah. as well. If you had to pick one person that you would like to collaborate with in the future, who would it be?
Whoa.
That's a big one, huh?
That is a big one. To collaborate with, honestly, at this moment in time, I'd have to say Labyrinth. I really like what he does, not just as a solo artist, but his production and what he does for other people, like his work with like Plan B and Miss Dynamite.
Didn't Plan B just release the Ill Manners?
Ill Manners and Labyrinth produced that track, Playing with Fire. Yeah, which is, I think,
absolutely
like, an amazing song. And, you know, and I just really like his style, like as in like he's, you know, it doesn't really conform with like the rules of like, you know, production, you know. He really pushes the boundaries, and I'm just like, yeah, he'd be an amazing person to collab with, I think.
Yeah. And what about for Diafric? So you guys got a couple of gigs coming up in February. What's on the cards for later in the year? Have you got any more plans for another album or?
Yeah, well, we
you're cooking up some stuff.
Yeah, always cooking up stuff. You know, like I'm always in the studio writing music, and me and Asmarino got together last week, and we're like, all right, cool. So, you know, so this week we're actually getting back in the studio, and we're just gonna have a jam and like, you know, just mess around with like have a look at some old school tracks that we recorded that didn't make it on the album as well, and just, you know, like it's kind of like you can't, like, I think the best way to step into a studio and rewrite some music is you know, like creating the right environment. So like, you know, because we've made the album, then we're on tour, and then we took a little break, so now get back in the studio, just listen to tunes and find out where we're at and what kind of music we want to make and create that environment. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Momo's still here. We've Asmarino did a very look. He's being a
he bounced.
He was worried that he was not going to last in the in the parking meter. So that's fair enough. So many thanks to him as well for joining us on the show, both of you. All the best with your gigs. Of course, Saturday, if our listeners are keen to check you guys out for free, oh my god,
can
head down to Fed Square on Saturday, Australia Day. What a great way to spend Australia Day. And also don't forget to head to the guys' website. Just a reminder what that is again.
Diafric.com. You can check out all our links and everything there,
and get your download of the incredible new album.
Definitely,
pay
Pocket
for
full
it.
Of dreams.
Pay for it, because it's absolutely amazing, guys. Thank you so much. I'll let you go now. Coming up next week on the show, we have the wonderfully talented and gorgeous Julia Stone joining us. She'll be treating us to some live songs right here in the studio on Kiss My Arts. So tune in next Monday from 9 p.m. to check out Julia Stone with us. Can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. Up next are the boys from the Cubby House as usual. They're going to take you through from 10 till 11. So stay tuned for that. We're going to leave you with a track called Throwback featuring Barry Southgate.
Yep.
And of course, it's from the incredible new album of Diafric. Tell us a little bit about this one before we give it a spin.
Well, you know, 90s hip hop was the fun hip hop. You know what I mean? It's the hip hop that we grew up on, and, you know, it was always a feel good kind of music. So we thought, let's recapture that and, you know, like make a song that's like really similar to that era. And yeah. Hence why it's called Throwback.
And this is it.
And this is definitely it.
We're going to take a quick break first, and then we'll check that one out. Stay tuned. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.